Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is about telling what's true, even when it feels hard. Sometimes we know something, but the words feel stuck inside. We might worry someone will feel upset. But when we take a breath and tell what's true, it can help. This story is about Ella the elephant who feels that way. Ella is in the playroom with her friends. Today, they are getting ready to play superheroes. Leo wants to be a strong, roaring rescue hero. He can lift big things and save the day. Zara stretches up tall and jumps in the air. She wants to be a fast-flying hero who zooms high in the sky. Milo wants to be a climbing hero. He can swing up high and reach the trickiest spots. And Ella wants to be a brave hero with magical powers. She lifts her trunk and says, "Abracadabra." The friends are ready to play. But first, they are missing something. Every superhero needs a cape. In the corner of the room, there is a basket full of soft, colorful scarves. Leo hurries over first. "I'm a red superhero." "Blue like the sky," says Zara. "Yellow is my favorite," says Milo. And Ella likes the purple one best. But when Leo reaches into the basket, he stops. "Huh," he says, a little confused. The scarves do not come out one by one. They are all looped together, twisted, tangled, and knotted. Zara pulls gently on one end. Milo tugs the other. But the knots only pull tighter. "Uh-oh," says Milo. "That's not working." Leo looks at the scarves and raises his paws. "How did the scarves get like this?" he asks. Ella goes very still. She knows. Yesterday, Ella used the scarves to build a fort. She wanted them to be long enough to make a roof, so she tied them together. One knot, then another, then one more. She felt proud of her fort. But the fort is gone now, and the scarves are still twisted and tangled together. Ella watches as Leo turns one knot in his paws. Zara tries to loosen a loop with her hooves, but nothing comes apart. Leo looks down at the knotty scarves and sighs. "If we knew how they got tangled," he says, "we could figure out where to start." Ella's tummy feels fluttery. Her cheeks feel warm. Her body feels a little stiff and still. She wants to tell her friends, but she wonders, will they feel upset? What if they are mad? What if they do not like what I say? Ella stays quiet for a moment. Then Ella remembers something she's heard before. Take a breath. Tell what's true. Ella takes a slow breath. Then she says, "I know how they got tangled." Her friends look up. Ella's ears droop just a little. "I tied them together yesterday," she says. "I was making a fort, and I wanted the scarves to be longer." No one says anything right away. Ella waits. Then Zara blinks and says, "Oh, that's why." Milo looks down at the scarves again. "I love making forts," he says. Leo lifts one of the knotted loops in his paws. "So that's what happened," he says. No one sounds mad. No one looks upset. Then Leo looks at the scarves and back at Ella. "Can you help us?" he asks. Ella nods her head yes. She picks up the red scarf with her trunk. "First, I looped this over and then under." The friends watch closely. Leo lifts one side gently. Zara holds the scarf still. Then Milo loops the blue scarf over and then under. The knot loosens. "Yay," says Zara. Now they knew what was true, so they knew what to do. Little by little, the scarves begin to come apart. Red, blue, yellow, purple. "We did it," says Leo. Ella smiles. Her tummy doesn't feel so fluttery now. Her body feels light again. It worked. Take a breath. tell what's true. Soon, each friend has a scarf for a cape. Leo ties on the red one. Rescue hero ready! Just call me for help. Zara swishes her blue scarf. Zoom, zoom! Flying hero coming through! Milo has a yellow cape. Ooh, ooh, ah! Ready to climb! Ella picks up the purple scarf and ties it on. She feels like a brave superhero with magical powers. And telling what was true was brave. Maybe that is its own kind of magic. Ella lifts her trunk. Abracadabra! Then she runs off with her friends, their capes swishing behind them. Ella feels brave and proud. The end. Sometimes it can feel hard to say what's true. The words might feel stuck for a moment. We might wish the problem would go away all by itself. Can I tell you the truth? This can feel hard for everyone sometimes. But when we take a breath and tell what's true, it can help. It can help others understand, and telling what's true is brave. So next time, you can remember. Let's say it together. Ready?
Ready!
Take a breath. Tell what's true.
Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.